Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
New England Nightly News.
All right, we will begin with some not great news for our little friends out there in Braintree who got thumped, unfortunately, by South Carolina in the Southeast Conference there, the Southeast part of the bracket in South Williamsport, a 13-0 rout, hopefully. Kids got it all out of their system. And I would just like to say, Braintree, listen, you know, the Red Sox just won a game 14-1, and then they went out and lost the next day. Things change. It's baseball. It's quick. You know, you could be getting thumped one day, and I know this isn't a great example because it's the Red Sox that did it, but you can go out there getting thumped one day, you come back, and you win the next day. And they play again on Saturday. I'm not sure who yet. I'm not sure if that's been decided. But learning experience, teaching moment. You go back out there on Saturday, and you show them what you're made of. Show them where you live. Also, I saw this story as a couple of fellas from Tennessee were in the city and they decided to buy some jewelry recently, and now they're in some trouble.
A Tennessee man is accused of using tens of thousands of dollars in movie prop money to buy jewelry in downtown Crossing. Suffolk County DA says 20-year-old Devin Johnson and another man used $160,000 in fake money to buy bracelets, necklaces, and watches at Temple Place Jewelry Shop. Well, 2 days later, store workers removed the money from the safe and put it through a money counter, and that's when they discovered it was counterfeit. Police were able to track the suspects down using surveillance video. The second suspect, though, has yet to be arraigned.
Well, I didn't realize that there were still, like, jewelry stores dealing in cash that don't, like, check the, you know, like, that aren't right on top of that. Now, I wonder if these guys pulled the old real 100 at the top of the stack and then a bunch of prop money, you know? It's like... The prop money's got Leonardo DiCaprio's face on it or something, or, you know, Jay Leno's face. Like, oh, geez, I don't think this is real, guys. But that seems like something you would know. You know, someone comes in there, they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash. You're not looking at all those bills during the transaction while it's going on. That is tough, man. I've actually been to this place because when I was getting ready to propose to my wife, I went ring shopping down there in the district, and, you know, down by downtown Crossing, there's a lot of places down there. There's Descenses, all these places. And I was, you know, popping my head into each one of them, seeing if anything really jumped out. And there's some places that are kind of, you know, kind of small. I wouldn't have thought that any place that does transactions of that amount wouldn't go over all the bills, like, pretty closely. You know, like, sometimes you just go down to the corner store or the liquor store. You pay with a $100 bill, and they got that little marker out to make sure it's, you know what I'm talking about?
That's what I was saying, is like when you have large bills, I'm pretty sure, like, if it's a $50 bill, like that and above, you usually, like, have a...
You get the little marker, yeah.
You take a Sharpie, and if there's, like, a little something, I forget exactly what it is, but if there's, like, something you see after you, like, draw a straight line or whatever, it's fake.
I see people do that all the time. I bartended, I guess, too long ago to have to ever do that. But also, you can tell from, like, the watermark and, like, on the new 50s and the new 100s, there's all this crap all over the bills. How could you not notice that it's, like, even if it was a convincing fake, you can't fake all that extra stuff. You can't fake the hologram. Like, you can, come on. And again, you know, going through every single bill has got to be kind of tedious, but it sounds like they paid in almost entirely prop money, which is hilarious. I'm sorry, that's just kind of funny. These two guys from Tennessee, and then one of them starts going on social media being like, we get it, we got away with it. Which, I'll tell you, This generation, man. This generation, they're bold. I'll say that. It's bold to go into a jewelry store with hundreds of thousands of dollars in
fake
money.
But there is a
money.
Certain B word that they're not. And that's right.
Yeah. And then you go out, you get away with it, I guess. I mean, they probably would have hunted these guys down anyway. Somehow, some way, $160,000, they're not going to let that go. But yeah, you're out there documenting it, documenting the aftermath of a crime you clearly just committed and you're now proud of and you want everyone on your social media feed to know about, which, again, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing down there in Tennessee.
Hey, look at this fake money we got from a Hollywood studio, which that has to be legitimately good fake money then, if they couldn't see that.
You would think. But even the fake money, like the money they use in TV shows and movies, they can't use real money. You can't. Even in Breaking Bad, that scene with the big stacks of money where they're lying down on the money, like if you zoom in on those dollars, it says on them for studio use only, not real money, etc. And that's in movie. It's in everything. You can't do it. And that's, you know, kind of stupid, I think. Like who cares if you have a real dollar, but you know what I mean? Like what's the worst that could possibly happen from that? I've never understood that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I understand why, like, you're not supposed to say Super Bowl in your commercials when it gets time for the Super Bowl, because the NFL can be very litigious, you know? It's just that's the way it can be. You don't want to put that in there because they're going to get you. Fine. But why can't I have money in the movie? Like, why can't there be money in the movie scene? I've never understood that. It makes no sense to me at all. Someone explain that to me. 617-779-7937. No, we got a whole discussion on the text line now about Johnny in Brooklyn and his parking situation. 413 says the guy's got two kids and the pregnant wife. Cut him a break. There's a difference between cutting someone a break and letting them take up two spots, like, every single day. Like, come on. We live in a society here, you know?
Go ahead and rob this bank. You have a pregnant wife and two kids.
Wouldn't say it's quite that bad, but yeah, sure. Casper is a class act, says 917. 603 says no. Casper's a coward. Just pour sugar in the gas tank. And 978, why wouldn't they count the money with the machine at the time of the transaction? That's a good question. It's a good question. How did
you've been there. Do they have that sort of sophisticated process?
I didn't buy anything there, but they were counting it afterwards out of the safe. They, you know, they put it in the thing, like in every single movie, you know, every single movie with criminals in it. They all have that one, the money counter, you know, drug dealers, you know, the mafia. Whatever.
I've seen, like, movies. I see how they count money.
This is how you know the criminal enterprise is successful. That's how you know. Otherwise, I wouldn't know if these criminals are really good criminals or not. But then you see that money machine, and it's like, ah, yeah, these guys are good. These guys know what they're doing. These guys are good drug dealers or whatever it is. You see that money machine going, boy. But they clearly had one for when they were, you know, counting up their money at the end of the month. But I guess they weren't using it right at the time of the transaction, which I'd assume they probably learned their lesson there, too.
Yeah, that employee's probably getting a little bit of a talking to.
Yeah, probably. You know, what's funny is I was going to talk about the people who saw the UFO, but obviously Jones and Keefe were all over that today, and I had to make a U-turn. And I'm happy
they could be involved in it.
I am happy with this story. I think it's a good story, and I know that area pretty well. But that is, you know, it's funny. After I bought my wife's engagement ring, I went down to the that food court down there,
and I got the most hilarious sandwich I've ever had in my life. It was a Philly cheesesteak pizza cheesesteak from some Philly cheesesteak place down there in Downtown Crossing. And I sat there and I ate that thing. And when I was done, I felt so gross. I just felt like a disgusting person. But then I remembered, no, it's good. I'm doing something good here. I did something very important and grown up today, but now I feel like the very hungry caterpillar.
Let's go back down a few pegs then.
Basically what it felt like.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.